This is a Tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Chief Rabbi of the Orthodox Rabbinical Courts, Jerusalem. Rosh HaYeshiva Ramat Beis Shemesh. He has a Tshuva on Porch Minyanim. So let's see. So we discussed last time Rav Schechter, who came out strongly against, based on halachic grounds, as well as meta-halacha grounds, safety. Let's see what Rav Sternbuch says. So he says, "B'mkomos behem yeshnan asara shcheinim haroam elu az elu." Let's say in a situation where you have neighbors, obviously a total of 10 men being able, different rishus, different homes, but they could see each other. Derech hakalon, either through a window even. Oh, my first is based somewhere on the porches. And the Kulon Shomin is a Shriak Sibor is a Ome Bisok Beso, and they all are capable of hearing. What about seeing? The Kulon Shomin is a Shriak Sibor is a Ome Bisok Beso, Yuku had Starif Laminion Aidate Serif, the Rowan is Ale. Yeah, so as long as all of them could hear the Shriak Sibor, and you could see each other, even though you're in on a different porch or through a window. So Rav Sternbuch quotes those who say it's okay. The Mavor in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha there. And he points out, and the Makor of that is Midivrei HaRashba, and that's the Makor of the Rashba by Zeman, who says that Rowan Zezeh, you can mitzitara for the Zeman. However, he writes in the footnotes, or I should say in the brackets, V'hein emes de bir halacha sham kasev yotodov lahachmir. The bir halacha himself says better to be machmir, because even the Rashba gufo lo kasev kein elo b'derech efshe. The Rashba himself wasn't sure. However, he says if it's a shas adchak, then you can rely on it. Really, you shouldn't rely on the Rashba generally, but on a shas adchak, then you can rely on it. Umiu nira dekeven sharashba gufo lo kasev kein elo b'derech efshe. But Rav Sternbuch says, since the Rashba says only Derech Efshar, and furthermore, Kama Rishon Shachopim Bazel Rashba. In fact, many Rishonim Achoik on the Rashba. Kamo Shehevi Ba'or Zaruah Hilchas Kriyashma B'Shem Hagaonim Debishnei Batim Apagav the Roman Tezeh. Two houses they can see one another. A Mitzdarfin. It doesn't help. You can't be Mitzdarif. The Kain Kosev a Ramban B'Sachim the A Mitzdarfin Adiriyim Kain. Raisha Shriach Sova Yosef tonight. Therefore, even though the Rashba says Derech Efshar, and therefore we don't really like to rely on it, but B'Shah Sadchak, okay. But let's add another tonight. What else should the Shriach Sibor have in mind? Jim Ein Mitzdarfid Te Tzvigaso Nadava. Let's say the Rashba is wrong, and it's not a minion. You should have in mind that this should count as a Tzvigas Nadava. I mean, okay, but that doesn't help. But what about the Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha? You're saying that, but either way, that's what he says to do. So he can rely on the Rashba B'Shas Adchak B'Di'eved, and he should Shriach Sibor should just do everything as a Tfilas Nedava with the Tanai. If it's not a minion, usually a tefillas nedava is you daven over the same thing. Let's say the shaila about yala v'yavo, you forgot it the last day mincha rosh chodesh, so they say you make it tonight, but there you're just davening. Here you're doing more than davening, you're saying things that require minyan. Either way, that's what he says here, but that's the difficulty, implying that he thinks you still could rely on it, assuming you're going with the Rashba, but this is a added thing, and the Dava, but fundamentally he thinks that he will go with the Rashba so far, B'Shas Adchak. Uva Oven Sheyesh, then he throws in another halacha. Uva Oven Sheyesh, Shvio HaMafsik Ben Abat, and let's say you have a street or alleyway going in between, you have between the two homes or whatever you have there, the porches. Nira de B'Shas Adchak, B'Shas Adchak, Yesh Lahakel. You could be Rila, you could be Mako. The Mitzdarfin Rock Ibodim, as you could be Mako as long as the porch is more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Ava Osana Omdim Mitachas Asara Tfachim Aina Mitzdarfin Laminion. Then you can't count for a minion if you're like you're across the street, if there's something in between. But you saw it a double wire. How do I know? Where does this come from, this halacha? This, I'll tell you, we go back to its roots. The name of Korach, so the Mistarfik is Rone Leveh. Where's the source of this Rashba? That seeing each other, you can Mistarif. Who may Hilcha Zeman? It's based on Hilcha Zeman. And what do we find in Hilcha? Based the Rashba and Hilcha Zeman. And by Zeman, the Shulchan Aruch itself, Kasav, Zeman Kuf Sadi Hei, B'Shem Yesh Misha Omer, She'im Rishus Arabim Afsekes Ben Shnei Habatim, Eino Mitzdarfin B'Shumin. If you have a Rishus Arabim in between, it's a no-go. You can't count it at all. And the Taz even says, Rav Davka Rishus Arabim, Elagam Shio HaYachid Mafsek B'Neim, even like it's anything in between. If he's a rechor hayaroi lomar, she ain litzarif klal aminyan al dei kama. So therefore, if there's a shvio mafsik by him, it's a problem. However, as he points out, we'll see above 10 tfachim. So then he's going to say it's okay. Why? Vehein emes da shulchan aruch sham kasav hilchos. So this is a chiddush halacha he's saying. That's where it says yesh mi she omer. About kvar kasav sham b'kafa chayim de ein mi shecholek al din zeh. It says yesh mi shomer, but there's no one who's cholek. Masha kasav kena b'chav b'lashim. What does it mean to yesh mi shomer? Hayinu mishum shu matza kiyim b'posek echad. I mean, it's a big chiddush. He's just quoting a yesh mi shomer. There are those who say ken kasav asma shabachol makam shomatzu b'chav adin sheinu niska b'sh. Anytime the Sma writes, anytime the Mechaber finds something that's not mentioned in Shast or Postkim, he writes a Lashon Yesh Mishomer. So it's obviously it's that we can take it a lot less seriously. The same Kasav, Lehedja, a Prima Gadin says the same thing. The Rishus HaRabim of Sekhas Ben Eyam, Eino Mistav, and Gabi Tzvila, it doesn't work if you have a Rishus HaRabim in between. And the Taz are you din gam b'shvila, and the Taz even says a private thing. Even v'imkein l'chora echa mal lismach with sarav minyan mishnei binyanim shalo yeshvila. So therefore, it's difficult then to daven with minyanim across the street, like I think Rav Asher Weiss says. However, Rav Shermbuch says ledon kasher omdim b'mafresish hagvolam al me'asar tefachem. If you're standing above 10 tefachem. Ein hashvio mafsik beinayim, so then the street's not considered a hefsek. Shalomal me'asar etzvachem lechashav rishus harabim, and you're not considered a rishus harabim, and it's not a place of hiluk. But the adam and inside the lechasam shvio mafsik deeshchan kavasu gavi shabbos. The zorik we see by the words of Shabbos, he's zorik rishus hayochid. If you throw something from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Above Asara Mutter. So we see it's above Asara Tzvachim makes a difference. Which has a Tzvach Eishi Tzvach Azara Zuh HaTek HaShem L'malo Mei Asara. Uve Prat HaLach HaZu the Rish Rabbim Avzik Hi Chidish. You know, I'm willing to be Meiko because this whole halacha of Yesh Mi Shom is a big Chidish. And therefore, L'malo Mei Asara Tzvachim, I'm willing to be Meiko even if you have something in between. So, number one, so far, in Aleph he says, B'Shas Adchak, even though the Rashba was Derech Efshar, but B'Shas Adchak, we rely on it. However, and this hedge itself, even though you're not hedging totally, the Shliach Tzibur should have in mind to have a Dove and a Tfilas to Dove, if it doesn't count. And then he threw in the problem of by Zeman is the problem to be Mitzdarif if there's a Shviel in between. So the bottom line is Mako if you're Me'asar Ritzvachim. And the third thing, Gimel, he puts, V'yinei be'ikir hilchas adroon elu as elu. And what's this shot? That when people could see each other, you could make a tziruf. imsarach shakol asara. So when we say the Rowan Elu as Elu, what does that mean? In Sarach Shakol Asara Yuru Zeh Zeh, do all 10 people have to be able to see each other? Oh, She'echad Yerez Kulan, or it's enough that at least among them, everyone, some people are seeing, everyone's being seen, but not by all. Oh, She'akol Tolei Rak B'Shriach Sibur. Is it Tolei, does the Shriach Sibur have to see everyone? There's one person have to, it was enough that one person, is it enough that any one person, the Shriach Sibur, or does everyone have to be able to see each other? So Rav Schoenbruch writes, V'nira that Shriach Sibur shu ikar sarach liros od tisha nashim. Rav Schoenbruch says it's the ikar is the Shriach Sibur has to be able to see all 9 mispalolim. V'su ein sarach. She kol b'nei haminyan yuru elas elo. You don't need it. Everyone can see all of them, but as long as the Shriach Sibur can see everyone. So, lezeh midivrei hashari tzion, simen kufsadi hey, the im hamizuman, hamizamin roes kulan, if the one benching, leading benching, can see all of them, arayim mitzdar from alvishayin kol chaburas roes, and it's based on going back to the din of Zimun, which everything comes back to. Uvetama, so therefore, since we see it by Zimun, so too it's by davening. Uvetama dava kasav sham, the cave in Shtei Chaburis, Srichin Lo Shel Yotziyam, since both groups need each other to fill the mitzvah, Nechshavke, who mitzdarfin, it's like they're connected. Bim Kain, who adin, Ema Shriach Siba Roes Kuan. Cave in Shel Kulchem, Srichin Lo, since they all need the Shriach Siba, Rehu mitzdarf is Kulam Ayidei Riyaso. Avalam ein ashriach siba roes kuam lo mahani mashayesh echa mitocha minyan haroes kuam. So the Sternbach seems to say at this point that it's not enough that people could see that the shriach siba is the key. He has to be able to see everyone. However, then he writes in brackets, vein emes deyesh makam ladon uchal. So by Zimun that seems to be true. But so Rav Sternbach says maybe we can machalik Zimun yes, tefillah no. Why? Without the mizuman, you don't have a zimun. Umela hua ikar. Aval betvila betzibor. In other words, without the mizuman, I guess without 3, you don't have a zimun. Aval betvila betzibor. Hare etza matvila betzibor. Have a tvila gambaloash. In other words, the zimun is you don't do, I guess by Zimun, if you only have one person or two, you don't say Rabbi Sayyidina Barak and all that stuff. But by Tvila, it's true, he's the Shriach Sibur, but I'm doing most of the davening even below a Shriach Sibur. Below Nitzrach Shriach Sibur, Chazaras Hashat. I'll be calling like a mirror, the Kulam Srichim will. However, they all do need him. Koa Tvila Negreus Acharav, all the Tvila goes after me, you have a Rosh. So therefore he raises the issue back and forth. You know, maybe he seems to feel that the Shriach Sibur, which seems sounds like should see everyone, even though there are those who might argue and say that as long as one person can see everyone, or they can see each other. Well, if he concludes, in my Shriach Sibur only Barosh HaKol, Ufana of a Mizrach, they're praying east, and he's already up front. Eino Roes Hakol Kol Zman Shul Yisove, and he's not going to see everyone. Even if he turned around, he could see everyone. Well, Mahani Lizyashiv Roes Kulam. Wow. Vesarach Shashriach Siba Yamba Umakam Shul. So he says even it's not even enough that you could fit that in theory you could see them. He actually says you should be able to see them and actually daven behind them. So by Tfil, so if it's Tziraf Haminyan, he's. He was willing to rely on the Rashba, but he's hedging his bets. Number one, he says, do a Tfilas Nadava. And then he says, he's Mako for across the hall, because Zimun, if you have a street across, it's no good. He's willing to be Mako, because if you're above 10 Tfachim. And then he seems to have a chumrah that Shliach Tzibur has to see everybody. And that's when it says Rowan Elo is Elo, you have either door number one is that all 10 have to see each other, or that one gets to see all of them, Osha Kol Torah Rak B'Shliach Tzibur. So I guess he's not as strict to say all Asara have to see each other, but the Shliach Tzibur has to be able to see all 10. That seems to be Rav Sternbruch. And then he moves on to Inyan Dalid, or Inyan Kriyas HaTorah. Regarding the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, what do we do? So he writes, Yuchu Litzdaref L'minyan Ba'ofen HaNerelisha. So he says, by Kriyas HaTzibur, you could stand together, same thing. You know, you could all stand on your porch and see each other. Ula Inyan Aliyah LaTorah Ba'liyos HaRishonos Yala HaBal Kore. Obviously, the Bal Kore goes up. O Acherim Hamnom Zaveza Ula Achareyim Efshar L'chaved Ba'liyos HaSashchinim. So obviously, the Bal Kore could take them all. Or you want to give kavod, you could give to the other people. B'sharam, you could give people who are on the other porches who could hear. Obviously, you have to be able to zoom, see, and hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Aye, but you'll say, but maybe they're too far away. They can't be looking into the Torah. Even though they're far away, they can't read Kriyas HaTorah. Mikol Makom, he says, B'shas HaTchak, Efshar L'smoch Adas HaGra. B'shas Satchak, you could rely on the opinion of the Gra. I guess the Gra says, what's the Gra Shita? Because the Gra Shita is the Summa, and it's a discussion among the Mefarshim. The Tzuma Yocho Lalos Gatorah, Ash Eino Kori Betorah. Because for us, Eino Ola Gatorah Sarach Okori Yachad and Baal Kori, we work with Shomea Kaona. V'chol ma'ashen ogim sha'olo l'Torah nigal sh'sevr Torah l'das agra ha'inu mishim katsis tats kavod ha'Torah. We hold on to the Torah. Ach ein zeh me'ikar din ha'bracha. You don't have to actually hold on. It's just a din of kavod ha'Torah. Da Shomea Kaona. And since it's possible, chapi. So therefore, we see a summa, we paskin me'ikar din can get an aliyah. And he doesn't see the Torah. And the only reason we see it is Kavod HaTorah, so B'shas HaChak is no problem. Vadash, Vadash Harbi Poskim, Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah, Choves HaTzibor, V'lo Choves HaYachid. And therefore, if you're Chayev, you're davening in your house, Eino Chayev B'Ikar HaDin L'Shomo B'Kriyas HaTorah. Right? And therefore he says, what about saying Birkas Kohanim, especially in Israel, they do it all the time on the porch. We go with it for the Rashba. And wow, it's better for the Kohen to leave the minion. Oh, I got it. So he says, what about Birkas Kohanim? So Pashas, it's a din, they are mitzdarif, like the Rashba. However, he writes, he says, for Birkas Kohanim, he says, better, it says, B'shas HaTchak, if you do it, it's okay. But he thinks it's better to have the Kohan, or, cause better to have the Kohanim leave. Aye, what do you mean? Aye, what about the Kiddashto and giving them the Kavod? He points out the real deal of Birkas Kohanim is Yoli Chaya, because how could the Ramah write that? We only do it b'simcha, and chutzas we don't do it. Like, what do you mean? Like, we don't do a lot of things b'simcha. So people don't put on tefillin b'simcha. We don't tell them not to wear tefillin. No, so it's halacha by Birkas Kohanim. It's only if the cow calls you up, you're mechuyev to go. Like, So even if you're an Ashkenaz, in a Sephardi Kiva, they call up Kohanim, you have to go up, even if an Ashkenaz thing, Alaminik is not to call up. So he says, therefore, you should have all the Kohanim leave, I guess, go back in their homes and make sure they're not seen. Leave the minion, and therefore you won't, and therefore it's no problem of bitul mitzvasi because you're not mechayiv. And therefore, you don't have to worry about a bracha levatoa. And if chas v'sholom yimshach the kuf izu is man aruch, and if chas v'sholom this coronavirus lasts for a long time, then we could discuss, you know, that maybe it reaches a point where, right, so then he writes at the end, and everything I wrote here, it's only mishiko hadas. I'm making it up, meaning not making it up in a bad way. He's saying based on his knowledge, which is a lot. Since I didn't find people talking about it, so I just took the principles I knew and I applied it to the case. So then I think he has a summary at the end. Let's see what he writes here. And number one, he says, If 10 neighbors see each other, derech hachalon, either through a window or through a porch, v'kulam shomim es ha-shliach sibor, and they all could hear the shliach sibor, mitzdarfin leminyan. And he points out that the shliach sibor, this tehed, she Joseph tanai, she may mitzdarfin, te tzvilas on the dava. So it works with something. Then he writes, number two, ba'ofen sheyesh shvio ha-mafsik ben ha-batim, those who are above us are tzvachim, yesh v'hachel. We could be maker that the still mitzdarfim, but he says those who aren't, they can't, because based on the din of Zimun. And then he writes, im ha-shriach silva roes kulan dai bazeh, so then I'll be willing to be go with the halacha of the Rashba, as long as the shriach sibor could see everyone. Aval einar roes kulan lo mahani ma sheyesh echa mitoch ha-minyan. He would be against it, it would seem. In my kriyas ha-torah, he says you could call people up, Yahweh Torah Tchila Habal Kore, or those people who are in the same house as the Bal Kore in the same balcony. And then afterwards, you could give cover by calling others, because really it's only at the din of cover at Torah. We see a Suma gets in a way and he can't see. And then he points out that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves HaTzibor, not a Choves HaYachid. And therefore, if you're davening home alone, Einu chayev. Meikar hadin l'shmoa b'kriya. So there's no chayev. I mean, so if you're home alone, you have no obligation to. If you somehow could hear it, and even though they can't see you, then kol hakavod, it can't hurt. And then he writes regarding the minyanim that have the porch, that it's better to take the kohanim. Don't do birkas kohanim, because we avoid bracha levatola. So that's the Rav Sternbuch. So he says it can be, we can rely on the Rashba to be mitzdarif the minyan. He's more meiko than Rav Shachter. Rav Shachter says no, even we don't rely, we can't have a tzir of a minyan. He says rely, but he wants to hedge by saying that they're not, that he should say, he should have in mind it's a tefillas nedava. He is another kula, if there's a street in between, because by Zeman he says it's a problem. He says if you're above 10 tfachim, he'll be lenient, so another kula. However, regarding, he thinks it's only kedai if the shriach sibor, when it says Rowan Ezeh, he thinks the shriach sibor has to see everybody. And if he could see it, it's like everyone seeing each other. And therefore, he seems to say without the shriach sibor seeing everyone, he seems to be against it. Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Kori, anyone who's done in his balcony could get an aliyah. And he says, in the bottom line, anyone could get an aliyah who could see and hear, because it's like a suma gets an aliyah even though he can't see the words. It's only working out Shomea Ka'one. And therefore, it's not a problem. And then he writes, it's a Choves HaTzibor, not a Choves HaYachid. And then he writes, better that the Kohanim leave and they don't get involved in the brachah of Atalah or Birchas Kohanim. So he has the Kula, Rav Sternbuch, that he counts, you could have a Seer of Minyan with the Rashba, a porch Minyan, he says you can do, and was based on the Rashba, but he says, but the Shliach Seber has to be able to see everybody, and that counts like everyone seeing each other. And he's also, and he's Mako in the sense that even as long as you're above 10 Tfachim, you could be across the street and count. And regarding Kriyas HaTorah, he's also Mako, is not worried, even those who can't see the Torah could get an Aliyah. But by Birkas Kohanim, he says not to. Better to avoid a bracha about Torah. Interesting, he doesn't suggest about doing a Chazara, about doing a Chatzi Kedusha, like sometimes we do at Minchan Shacharis, so that would also avoid the bracha about Torah. So I guess because, Birkas Kohanim, you're not, it's external to Tfila B'tzibur, it's not like the essence of Tfila. We don't have it in Chutzlaritz, but I guess once you have, unless he holds, you need a Chazaras Hashatz, and he doesn't, I guess either he would agree, but he doesn't bring it down here, but that, based on Birkas Kohanim, if it's a, if we're concerned about Bracha Vatala, I guess maybe by Chazaras Hashatz, maybe that's what he meant, okay. He meant when the Kazan does the Chazaras Hashatz, he should have in mind to do a Tfilas Nedava. Okay, and therefore that's what he meant. So therefore, I guess there's no tefillas of Birkas Kohanim, but he should have in mind to, and therefore he thinks that gets rid of the bracha l'batola concern and Birkas Kohanim, and Kriyas HaTorah he's not worried about, because what about the bracha? He doesn't say you shouldn't learn Kriyas HaTorah, so he makes some interesting distinctions by, Birkas Kohanim, no, I guess because you're not really Mechuyev, so therefore don't get involved. Kriyas HaTorah, he's saying it's not a problem. He's just, and Tvila, but he's just hedging himself. He goes with the Rashba that it's a minion, but anyway, he could hedge himself or get rid of Birkas Kohanim, and he's not worried about Kriyas HaTorah, and by the Chazaras HaShatz, he hedged himself by saying that it's a tefillas nedava. So that's the opinion of Rav Schoenbruch. Overall, he's pro porch minyanim, with the as long as the shliach sibor can see everyone, and as long as everyone's above 10 tefachim, if they're on different sides, he's okay with Kriyas HaTorah, not with Birkas Kohanim.